We have an expression that describes the Pharisee in our parable. That is, he's full of himself. He's self-absorbed in himself and what he has accomplished. And then what's even worse, or as bad, is he compares himself to others, not like others who have all these problems. He has the problem. First of all, he has a psychological problem. He's absorbed with himself, all tied up in what he's doing. That's not good. He has certainly a social problem relating to others, especially as he meets others and compares himself to them and thinks he's better than they are. Don't get along with a whole lot of people that way. But his problem is more of a spiritual problem relating to our Heavenly Father. Because this Pharisee thinks that he has accomplished his own salvation. Look at what I have done. I fast twice a week. Look at me. I tithe on all my possessions. So I am accomplished the scoring of going around the bases and scoring for myself. I did it. I don't need God's mercy, is what he's saying. Because if he's so absorbed in himself, in his own life, there's no room for God. He's done it all. The tax collector, on the other hand, knows he cannot earn God's love. He cannot earn God's forgiveness. And he knows that he has placed a distance between himself and God. And physically, he is demonstrating this. The Pharisee goes to his place, his honored place in the place of prayer. The Pharisee stays back. That physical distance is a sign of his knowledge of his own distance from God because of his sinfulness. It represents his own feeling of spiritual separation. So his only words are, "Have mercy on me, a sinner." And ultimately, that's our relationship with God. And it's the Lord himself, through his saving life, death, and resurrection, that enables us to approach God at all, to say, "Lord, take me in. Help me to know your love and your care for me and your forgiveness." Our attitude, first of all, in all of our life, in all of our prayer, is an attitude of gratefulness. For it is God himself who has enabled us to approach him to begin with, and who has enabled us to be reconciled with him. So we're grateful for all kinds of things. We're grateful for just being here, for the gift of life. And in this beautiful month of October, which is respect for all of God's creation and the life that exists, we're grateful for being alive and being able to thank God. We're grateful for the talents we have, not that we serve ourselves, but that we're able to serve others in love of them, giving them what we have been given. We're grateful for God's people, the living members of the body of Christ, who enable us to pray with them to our God, to love them in God's name, and to be forgiven by them as we forgive them. Our prayer always is, "Lord, we thank you. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner."